evening. It's nice again to see all who have come this evening to hear the gospel. We're going to turn first to Proverbs chapter 27. Proverbs 27. And just while you're turning there, Proverbs 27 verse 1. Mark mentioned about not having to do any work for salvation, that it's just a matter of trusting and calling upon the name of the Lord. And we can think about the two thieves on the cross. And one of them said, after he had realized that him and the other man were there for their own sins and that the Lord Jesus had done nothing wrong, it must have came to him that the Lord Jesus was there suffering for other people's sins. And he said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And the Lord Jesus said to him, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. So that man, that thief that was hanging on that cross, he got saved that day. And later that day, he was in heaven. And do you think there was any way he was able to do any work to gain his salvation? No, not a chance. He died on that cross, probably not even several hours later. And he's in heaven tonight. And he did nothing to get there except trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can do that tonight. So we'll read in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And we'll turn over to, I'm just going to read a verse from Matthew. I wasn't planning on reading this, but since the Bible reading this afternoon, it's been on my mind. Matthew 27, verse 22. Matthew 27, verse 22. Pilate saith unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? I think everyone here has been to many gospel meetings, and there's some here tonight that are not saved. And every time you go out this door after the gospel meeting's over, you are making a decision. You're making a decision whether to accept the Savior or reject Him. Whether you like to admit that or not, when you walk out this door not saved, you're rejecting Him again another night. So I just like you to think about that. Ask that question to yourself. What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? Then we're going to read of two men that counted on tomorrow. They boasted of another day. They boasted of having lots of time ahead of them. Luke chapter 12. Sorry. Luke chapter 12. And we'll read at verse 16. Luke 12, verse 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. I'm going to read verse 20 again. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Now we'll turn over to Acts chapter 24. Acts 24. Acts chapter 24, and where will I start? We'll just start at verse 20. So the context here, Paul is before Roman governor Felix. Or else let these same here say, if they have found any evil doing in me while I stood before the council, except it be for this one voice that I cried standing among them, touching the resurrection of the dead, I am called in question by you this day. And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them and said, when Lysias the chief captain shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter. And he commanded a centurion to keep Paul and to let him have liberty, that he should forbid none of his acquaintance to minister or come unto him. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. So we read of two men here. The first man we read about, he was a farmer. He was doing well. He had all kinds of goods, food, and probably material possessions laid up. He was rich, and he was planning for retirement. How many of us do that? How many people in the world do that around? We read, he said to himself, how many people around, and even us, we can be a bit selfish sometimes, and we're planning our future, we're planning what we're going to do, our trip we're going to go on next year, and we're planning for retirement. And those are all good things to do. There's nothing wrong with planning. We need to prepare for the future. But this man, all he was thinking about was his future here on earth. And just looking forward to retirement and being able to sit down, kick his feet back, and eat, drink, and be merry. And he was counting on having many years. He said he had many years, he thought he had many years ahead. Many years ahead. Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. He was boasting not just about tomorrow or next week or next month, but many years. But he didn't think about his soul. What are you planning in your future ahead? Are you planning for eternity? Or are you just planning for retirement? Are you planning to go to, planning to go to college, planning for a new career? Are you planning to build a new home? There's all kinds of things you can plan for. But the most important thing to plan for, that you can ever plan for, is to plan for eternity. There's this pillar called death, and everyone that is born into this world is going to meet that pillar. And none of us have a guarantee of when that day will be. We're just past a year, about just a year and a week ago. Probably most that are here tonight were here on a Sunday night, and two men got up and preached. And then the next morning, my brother Timmy went to work, and he wasn't boasting about tomorrow, but he could because he was ready. In a way, he could boast because he was ready to go. And many here are going to go to work or school tomorrow. And how many of us can say we'll be here next Sunday night? None of us can. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. This man here, he was planning his future here on earth, and he did not make any plans for eternity. He didn't think about it all at all, and God said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And then we could read of this man in Acts, this man Felix. And we read that Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way. So Paul was speaking to him about his beliefs and about his preaching. And he knew all these things. Felix heard these things and had perfect knowledge of that way. And he deferred them and said, when Lysias, the chief captain, shall come, I will know the uttermost of your matter. He put them off, and then we read a couple of verses down later that Felix came with his wife, Drusilla, and I'm sure it was one of the best gospel messages that was ever preached by because it was Paul that was preaching it, way better than you're hearing tonight from me. And it said he heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And Paul reasoned with him of temperance, righteousness, and judgment to come. Felix trembled. I hope you're trembling in your seat tonight. Not because that will do anything, but you need to realize that this is real and that you might not have another opportunity. And this man Felix, he said, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. Mark already was mentioning that perhaps you're just putting it off till another time. You know, you think you have years left. You think, oh, I'll get saved in a series of meetings, or I'll get saved when I get some things in life taken care of. That's what this man did. He was boasting of tomorrow. He was thinking, oh, I have another time. I have all kinds of time. I'll hear you again, Paul, and I'll get saved then, when it's more convenient. And we never read of Felix being saved. We don't know he could have been, but we don't read about it here in the Word of God. He was putting it off till another time. And Satan whispers in the minds of unbelievers, those who are still in their sins, and he said, just put it off till next week. Put it off till you get some things in life taken care of. Put it off till you're older. Have some fun for now. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. You're going to go out that door tonight, and you're going to answer that question, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? And you're either going to accept him or reject him. And if you go out that door and never have another opportunity, that decision will be final. It'll be final. The finality of it is something we can't understand. It's for eternity, friend. It's not for 100 years or 1,000 years. It's forever. We would pray that you would come to the Savior tonight while there's still time. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We'll read also in Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Many think that you can just put this off, take care of it when you're older, after you've lived a full life and tried all kinds of things out, and worry about this on your deathbed. And, you know, I've heard lots of stories of many people that have done that and then come to the end and they just can't seem to grasp it. And this here verse we just read, this is God's desire and this is God's plan. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. You put God first, put eternity first, and the importance of dealing with it, and God will take care of everything else. You need to make God a priority. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. I'm speaking of Timmy, and he was ready for January 13th, 2025. Because on November 28th, 2010, He was just in a gospel meeting like we are in tonight. At the end of the meeting, they were singing that hymn, Out of Christ Without a Savior. And the last verse says, Out of Christ without a Savior, trust Him with all thine heart, ere the door of mercy closes and you hear His word depart. And he just trusted Him with all his heart. And he made preparation for eternity. So that just a little over a year ago, when he fell off the roof and became unconscious, he was going to be with the Savior whenever his last breath was breathed. We would pray that you would make preparations tonight, because none of us know what tomorrow will bring. It could be one of us tomorrow. Our life could be gone just like that. Our life is like a vapor, we read. So we pray that you would trust the Savior tonight and realize that the work which was necessary for you to be saved was done at Calvary 2,000 years ago. There's nothing left for you to do. Jesus cried upon the cross, "It is finished." Just trust Him tonight. And know for sure that heaven is your home. Heaven is your home. And you could go to sleep tonight and sleep like a baby and have peace, knowing that if death comes, you'll not be going to hell or the lake of fire. You'll be going to heaven because of what Christ did on the cross 2,000 years ago. So trust Him tonight, friend, we pray. We just cry to you. Don't put this off another night. Don't put it off another week. Make it priority. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. I'll just mention the meetings of the week as well. Youth group here tomorrow evening at 6:30, weather permitting. And then prayer meeting and Bible study on Thursday evening at 7:30. And then breaking of bread next Sunday at 10 a.m. Sunday school at 12, and then the gospel again at 7. All these meetings are in the will of the Lord. And we'll just bow and close the meeting in prayer. Our Father, we would come to Thee this evening to thank Thee for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee that He willingly came into this world and went to Calvary, where His sole purpose was to die upon a cross and to suffer for my sins, suffer for the sins of the whole world, so that we would not have to go to hell and suffer for all eternity for our own sins, because He suffered for them. So we just would thank Thee for each one in this meeting who has come to the Savior and is saved. And we would pray for any others who are still on the road to hell and pray that they would trust the Savior tonight. Before they go to bed tonight, pray that they would make it a priority and get this matter of eternity settled. So we just would thank Thee for this privilege we have to open the Word of God, and we just pray for each one in the meeting. And we thank Thee for our Savior and His love for us in His name. Amen.